Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community. We've got a busy day tomorrow. Let's talk about introducing you, Lakia Thompson-Jenkins, Outcomes Manager with LinkUp, here to talk about tomorrow's Rock the Block, in addition to WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell. Take it away, Steve, with a formal introduction.
I'm briefly going to say good morning to all of our listeners. We are pleased to be working with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and a number of community partners, including LinkUp, on focusing on equity for all of the residents in our area. We are partnering with Link tomorrow and their wonderful Rock the Block event, and I'm going to throw it to Lakia.
All right. Good morning, Shelly and Steve.
Yeah. Yes, Shelly and Steve.
How are you all doing this morning?
It's Lakia, right?
Lakia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. And looking forward to tomorrow. What's up?
Yeah, thank you for having me this morning. We're so excited to talk about this year's event. There's so many awesome things that are going to be taking place on tomorrow. So we're looking forward to Grandpa's coming out and showing up and enjoying all the festivities we'll have along Madison Avenue.
The formal title of the event is Rock the Block. What are you celebrating?
We're celebrating community. This is our seventh annual event, and we have been doing this every second Saturday of June for the last 7 years. And so it's all about community. It's all about bringing and connecting community to partners, to local businesses, showcasing local talent, highlighting local cuisine. This is all about community. So we're very intentional about bringing and connecting community to the different resources and opportunities that are available to them.
Time frame, please.
From 11 until 6, 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on tomorrow.
Bringing the kids?
Family event, all about the kids. One thing that we are very intentional about is making this event family appropriate. So we'll have awesome activities for the kids tomorrow. Everything from bounce houses to carnival games to a Ferris wheel to some organized activities. The Grandpa's Children's Museum will be there. Groundswell will be there. You can get your face painted. You can get a caricature. I mean, we're going all out for the kids. We'll actually even have some children performing on stage, so you'll be able to see. They'll be able to see their peers on the stage displaying their talent as well.
Where do I find it on the web so I can follow along while I throw
back? If you go to www.linkup.org, you can find more about our organization as well as the event.
Great. Steve?
And some of our NPR listeners, if they're PBS viewers, they have seen promotions on our air, and LinkUp has had it on their Facebook page. A lot of notoriety about this event. By the way, Lakia, one of the best organized events I've run across. Just
thank
great.
You.
We
you.
Are a partner. We've gotten great communications, maps, times, everything. Mm-hmm. And PBS and WGVU is very pleased to announce that Curious George will be there.
We
that's
are
right.
So
Curious
about
George.
That.
And it fits in great because as a Kellogg grantee, they say it best, communities where children come first. Mm-hmm. So this is so apropos, so great that we're involved in this, to focus on the kids, to provide activities, educational activities, and just plain fun.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to have Curious George this year. I know that's going to be a great draw for the families that come to the event.
Yes.
We all grew up with Curious George. Who doesn't know about Curious George?
How fun is that? I might have to go meet Curious George. This Rock the Block, this event for the entire family, how does this meet the mission of LinkUp?
It's all, again, just connecting people to opportunity. So I think that one thing we were very intentional about was to bring opportunity to this year's event. And so one way we're doing that is partners. So our partners and our sponsors. Yes. So we are having Spectrum Health there. They're going to be one of our platinum sponsors this year, and they are bringing their mobile mammogram unit, which is a huge deal. And so folks can come, they can make pre-appointments. All that information can be found on our website. If they are in need of a mammogram, they can also come and engage with Spectrum and find out more information about that resource. We're also going to be partnering this year, which another of our platinum sponsors is Start Garden. So there's going to be an opportunity for entrepreneurs to pitch a 99-second pitch and win $599 on tomorrow. So that's a great addition to this year's event. So we're super excited about that. So if you have a business idea, anything goes, you have 99 seconds to pitch that to the Start Garden folks, and they will be announcing a winner of $599. So that's very exciting. We also have some other sponsors, Meyer Credit Credit Union is one of our platinum sponsors, as well as Project Reinvest. And they just kind of helped us put this event together. We have over 100 vendors who are going to be there on tomorrow, over 10 food vendors as well. We're having some environmental friendly activities. We're going to be partnering with the group High Five tomorrow, who is going to be there to help us make a more eco-friendly event. We understand that when you bring 8 to 10,000 people out on a day in the street, that it can get a little messy. So High Five is going to be there to ensure that folks are recycling, that we're using, you know, we're putting things, you know, where they're supposed to be. And they'll be there to also assist and kind of make it fun for the kids, kind of be educational and a learning experience as well on how to take care of the environment.
And Lakia, before we went on, you said that there's going to be a cool down tent, which is great because some people are thinking, hey,
absolutely,
tomorrow's going to be a scorcher, but Salvation Army is going to be there passing out water.
Absolutely.
Some misting opportunities to keep cool.
Yeah, we were very, we always get the very hottest day in June, and we have no problem with that, but we want to be very intentional about folks being outside in the heat. And so this year we're adding a cool down tent that will be managed by the Red Cross, as well as we have a cloud mister for folks to walk through. So we'll be walking around, checking on folks, making sure that they're staying well hydrated, making sure that they have a comfortable, fun time at the event.
And I'm sure Curious George is going to appreciate that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To keep cool.
We make sure Curious George goes through the cloud mister and stays cool tomorrow.
Curious George will need some water.
Absolutely.
Keep that little animal happy. What, let's dig deep just for a couple minutes left. You want everyone to attend.
Everyone, definitely everyone. I mean, all walks of life, all ages. There'll be information out there for everyone. There'll be activities that everyone can participate in. There'll be entertainment varieties. We have everything from dancing to choirs to blues to funk music to
you're gonna rock the block.
Aerial tactics. I mean, yeah, we're going to definitely rock the block tomorrow. And we're also pleased to announce tomorrow we're going to have our first set of street demonstrations. So All Above Creative is going to do some hip-hop demonstrations on the street. So some pop-up demonstrations, which should be also fun, as well as some graffiti art. So it's going to be an amazing event and some fun things that are taking place on tomorrow.
Now, what about parking? You were saying, because I'm going to arrive early because I'm involved with the event. Mm-hmm. And so there's some side streets right near
the event.
But if someone comes later, what?
Yeah, so the event takes place basically on Madison Avenue from Hall down to Oakdale. And so there are several side streets in which you can park. If you park on the south side of Madison, there's Gilbert Street, there's Adams Street, there's Crawford Street. So look for parking over there. As well, if you go on the north side of Madison where our Link offices are, there's some parking as well on Madison Avenue, as well as Umatilla and Woodlawn and things like that. So there's plenty of parking. You just have to look for it. You might not be able to park right outside the event, but you'll be able to park within a block or two.
Awesome. How do we find out more information about Link Up, the event, and how the community can help support?
Definitely visit our website. Again, linkup.org, linkup.org, or visit us on Facebook as well. Link Up is our Facebook name. You can find that information there.
This is such a nice variety of activities, as you were talking about. I mean, you have educational activities with Groundswell. Mm-hmm. You have WGVU out there passing out educational materials as well. Mm-hmm. Clifford is going to provide, or not Clifford.
Curious George.
Curious George. Yeah. Get them all mixed up. They're all great.
They're
providing.
All great.
But you know, people must be looking forward to this all year long.
Yeah, we do.
It's right in the neighborhood.
We do. I think this is probably one of the most exciting events that we host as an organization. We plan all year long for this event. But it's very, very excited time for us. And we just love, again, to connect with all of our partners, connect with all the folks doing great things in this community, and bring them all to one place for folks to, you know, just be able to engage and interact with them and find out what they have to offer.
It's going to be an awesome day. Lakia Thompson-Jenkins, thank you, Outcomes Manager with Link Up, here talking about Rock the Block. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.